K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH, number one, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KC8YVF.
How are you doing on this fine day?
Following Mike down 675. I just came out of work and decided to take the expressway home, and as I rounded the corner to get onto 675, Mike was in front of me.
Oh. Well, you never know who you're going to bump into.
Yep. Well, my day, I'm not sure how this is going to turn out. I might have to run to U of M Hospital tonight to pick up my granddaughter and bring her back home because my daughter and grandson, my grandson had his doctor's appointment down in Brighton today, and when he got down there, he ended up having three seizures in the doctor's office. And my daughter had to use both sets of her rescue meds in order to try and counteract it, which didn't fully take hold, and she had to then rush him down to U of M, and so that's where they're at the moment. My granddaughter was going along just for the ride because it was supposed to be just down and back to Brighton. So if they have to admit him, then I have to go down tonight and bring her back home. And in the interim, as soon as I get home, we got to take off and go to their house to feed the animals because they've been cooped up all day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear you there. Well, hopefully your grandson is doing better, and hopefully they can figure out what's going on and get him on the right path.
Yeah, this has been ongoing for years. Saginaw couldn't figure it out. UMM is right now was kind of stymied. We're not sure what happened. Daughter's basically tracked it down because the doctors don't know. They just keep wanting to get just feeding medication. And she's basically weaning him off on all of that and changed his diet, which has controlled it. I think we may ended up triggering it, not knowing it yesterday at our dinner party. We had a Mexican dinner yesterday, and I made strawberry margaritas for the adults. Of course, the kids wanted a Shirley Temple version, so I just mix them up, the strawberry daiquiri or margarita mix along with water and ice cubes, and not realizing that the daiquiri mix had a red dye 40 in it, which they've taken them all off from, so that might have been a trigger for all of this.
Well, you would think they would be able to do some testing to figure that out.
Yeah, they would, but the doctor said food has nothing to do with this, but yet once he's taking him off on all of the corn syrup, and it, a lot of it's sugar, and now the dyes, he was having them several a week, and he hasn't had one. This is the first set he had one a few days ago, and then this episode, and it's been several months since he's had one, so... But all the doctors say, oh, food has nothing to do with it, but she's been studying this for several years and in medical documents and all of that stuff, and she's more on the ball than it sounds like most of the doctors are.
Yeah, it's bad. You got to have a medical advocate. If you don't have a medical advocate now when you're ill, you're in a world of hurt. So hopefully you got a medical advocate that's going to dig in and be by your side and stay on top of things, because it's tough. It is tough. Wife was talking to me just when you called, and she needs a CPAP, and the insurance company denying it and everything else, and the doctor's saying if you don't get the CPAP, you're going to damage your heart. So she needs a CPAP. So, and then she's trying to get her meds, and Walgreens are terrible. And I told her, I said, you got to move them someplace else. It just doesn't work.
Well, my daughter was in the same boat with the medication that my grandson has to have. If he doesn't have the medication, he's not in good shape. She switched to the little... pharmacy that's across the street or up by my house there in the Covenant ReadyMed up there at the end of the street up there, because Walmart or Walgreens couldn't get his medication, and when they could get it, could only get it for like a 30-day period, 15 days. So she went over and talked to the little pharmacy over there, and he says, no, I can give you a 90-day prescription, and if I know 2 days in advance, I can have the medication in. I don't know at Walgreens other than a big company and shipping and that, but he says, I can have it in 2 days and give you a 90-day, not just 15. So she switched his prescriptions up there and hasn't had a problem. They're getting his meds on a regular basis, and he can look, he said, she can order it online and the whole bit. So sometimes, and the cost is the same because the insurance company's paying for it, so it's the same or less than what she was getting it at Walgreens.
I have to mention that to my wife. I think it's called State Street Pharmacy. It's in there where Rogers used to be.
Yeah, that's what it is up there. And I know I switched from Walgreens over to Walmart years ago. I used to have, for my thyroid medicine, I got a 30-day prescription, which was like $16. So every 30 days I'm up there getting this $16 prescription. And I happened to take the bottle, and I went over to Walmart, and I did a consultation with the pharmacist. I said, what would this cost if I filled this through you? And he said, $4. I said, $4 a month? He said, no, $4 for 3 months for a 90-day supply. So I said, what do I have to do to transfer my meds? He said, got some paperwork to fill out? We'll transfer it for you. So I've been there ever since. It was just amazing, and I haven't had any problem. Once Rite Aid closed, all of the Rite Aid got switched over to Walgreens, and that just created a mess for everybody there.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And I've had scripts called in over there, and I never, ever got them. Never got a call saying it was ready or anything else. And then when you get in there, the line is huge. And you're waiting an hour and a half to 2 hours. And I told the wife, I says, that's enough of that. You haven't got time for that. And then she's been in line for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and get up there and find out that, we don't have your script.
Yeah, nice. That was exactly what happened to my daughter. She waited up there for well over an hour and finally got up there, and it's kind of like, well, we don't have your medication and can't get it. And it's, no, you don't understand. He has to have the medication or he can die. Well, I'm sorry, but we don't have it. So that's when she went and talked to the other little pharmacy there and said, oh, no problem. I can get it for you. And just, if you know, when you're getting, I'll send you a text 2 weeks out that you're coming up for your renewal, and you just click OK, and we'll get it filled for you. And like you said, it takes me 2 days to get a prescription if something changes. So, yeah, check it out. Like I said, Walgreens has been just a mess. That's all of this happened with them, and I know even Rite Aid, sitting up to Walgreens, or excuse me, Walmart, it's taken me a little longer. I've never waited more than 10 minutes, but I have noticed that the lines are a little longer at times, but it seems to have leveled out now. So I go up, there's usually nobody in line after 5 o'clock when I go up there.
Yeah, a lot of mine come mail order, so I've been blessed that way. It's the stuff that you don't get all the time, that you don't need all the time, that you have to do something different. And the dentist office, I let them know that I had to have my amoxicillin filled before I went into the next dental appointment, because I got to take 4 pills before I go in. And they called me back and they says, you had it sent to Rite Aid last time. Where do you want it sent? I says, go ahead and send it to Express Scripts. I'm not going to deal with Walgreens no more.
Yep, wife and I have to do the same thing. But I have actually some. I got a dentist appointment coming up in a couple of weeks here. But I have probably 20 amoxicillin sitting at home. After I had my dental surgery, they gave me a bunch for infection and that, and then somehow they ended up filling it twice. I got 2 prescriptions out of it. So, yeah, we have to take 4 before we go to the dentist, too, or any type of, event like that. So, I also got word today, Court Street or Ezra Russ is closed, so if you have to go down that way, Ezra Russ between Fortney and M13 is going to be closed until June 11th for construction. So if you have to go that way, just keep that in mind. Talk to Jeff some more. We've got to figure out something to get the WinLink station back up. I said we'll do a video conference. I'll have to send out an email here for everybody that's on the repeater committee, see what we can do here, what alternatives we don't have. As I stated to him, I said, well, the club's going to have a problem of spending money on a WinLink station that we don't own. So, and he said, well, you know, we Central Mission Group doesn't have money to put up the antennas. They put up the stations, but yeah, then they don't have enough money left over to maintain what they put up. So that's, you know, that's the problem. So we're going to have to talk about that to see if there's some other alternative we can do. For antennas, I still have a couple of the county tri-bands, but I need to keep some of those in case my installs that I do have, something fails, like at St. Mary's. I got to have some to put back up, or those antenna replacements are coming out of my pocket. So don't want to do that, because county no longer has money for those things, KC8YVF.
KC8VOA. Well, I did see a little tri-band set up, and I've got one in my backyard that's got set up, and it's held up now probably 15 years, at least 15 years. It was in QST, and it's made out of aluminum bar stock, and bent it up, cut it to shape, and then used a SO239 to 3/24 stud through it, and that worked out well, and it's held up well. And actually, they were using them over there on the west side of the state for their link repeater system at one time.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome.
Well, anything we can come up with, we're going to have to get something to get that station back on the air, because, again, I'm promoting it to the county and now can't provide the service. So we've got to see about what we can do here. I mean, comes down to it, I'll kick some money in myself if I have to get an antenna up there, or at least the 2-meter, because that's the main antenna that most people are running there on, 2-meter rather than the 440 or 220. But I haven't tested it lately. The other 220 at Covenant conference room is working. The last time I tried that, it's just that unit. And like I said, the primary thing, or the best thing, would be putting up those two-pole dipoles, folded dipoles, but, you know, you're 300 to 375 a piece, so you're looking not shipped, you know, over $1,000, almost $1,100, so it's definitely not coming out of the club's pocket to do that type of stuff. So, all right, Rick, I got to get in the house here, figure out what's going on for tonight. I know we got to go over to my daughter's house and take care of the animals, and then find out if we can drive to Ann Arbor after that. So we'll let you go for now. Tonight, I sent an email out to Mike. Mike probably hasn't seen it yet since he was on the highway. And to Dave, I may need coverage. It's my net time for tonight. So I sent it out to DW and Mike to see if one of them can cover it in case I'm not back by then. So we'll talk to you later, KCYVF.
Okay, good luck there, Ron. KCYVF, KCVOA.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Cafe DC Zulu.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KURV, stand by.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
This is KD8MMH calling W8EW. Are you on frequency, Dave?
Yep, I just got here, Mike.
Okay, yeah, I got that email from Ron, and he called me here before, I guess, when he was on his way down to Ann Arbor. So I'm all set up. I'll do the nut tonight for Ron, if that's okay with you.
Yep, that's okay with me. You can do it.
All right, very good. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, we'll get started here in a couple minutes. KD8MMH.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is KD8MMH. That's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now. And once again, do we have any mobile, short time, or in and out stations for tonight's net? If so, please call net control now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ. Dave in Bay City, I will be in and out, 7-3.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave. Have you marked down as in and out this evening, 7-3. Have a great weekend, and thanks for checking in with us. Do we have any other mobile short time or in and out stations? If so, please call net control now. This time, I will take check-ins from any Echo Link stations. Any Echo Link stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard from Echo Link. At this time, I will take all other regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now.
This is... Kilowatt Charlie 8, Sierra South Lima. No, excuse me, Sierra South Lima. Rob Big City, no traffic, you don't like, over.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is...
Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is number 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob and Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is KDAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
This is KE8QCO, Fred, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Alright, good start to the list. Let me run down what I've got here so far, see if we've got any corrections or if there's anyone else that'd like to join. First off, I have Dave, KE8PCQ. He was in and out. Thank you, Dave. On our regular check-ins, I have Rob, KC8SDL. I have Tom, N8EUI. And I have Dave, W8DW. Followed by Bob, N8KPR. I have Mini, KD8PAZ. I have Fred, KE8QCO. And I have Rick, KC8VOA. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Alright, nothing heard. So without further ado, we will get this evening's net started. Thank you everyone for joining us this evening. Hope everyone was out and enjoying the weather today. We got our first taste of spring today. I think I hit maybe 51 on my thermometer out here, so definitely lost a lot of snow. You can definitely see the snow melting everywhere. So hopefully that's not going to affect the winter outdoor sportsmen very much as of yet. Still have plenty enough days left, I'm assuming, for some ice fishing and snowmobiling and what have you, and skiing. So but anyway, a little taste of spring. Probably about another month until actual spring shows up, so we're still in for a little bit of winter. With that, we'll go ahead and get the net started here. Start off with Rob, KC8SDL, and standby Tom. Rob, good evening to you. Go right ahead, sir.
Very good, sir. Good evening, Mr. Mike. KD8MMH crew, Kill Chili, Delta Lima. Well, let's see here. Had an eventful weekend, I guess. I had to go to the doctor, went to the hospital on Friday, have a procedure done on my foot. That wasn't good. Did not take me pain meds, but the surgery was supposed to be at 2:15, and they took me upstairs to the OR at 4:15. So had time to think about what they had to do with me, but that went okay. But anyways, and Saturday, the wife wanted to take out the car, and she had it in the backyard. Well, she got it stuck, and unbeknownst to me, even, it's kind of automatic traction control. Well, it was engaged, and so she called the wrecker. He come over there, and he said, "Oh, just turn the switch," and he got the car, and he drove it out to the street. But for advice and an attaboy, I had to give him $50. It is what it is. But he just told me, he goes, "Well, Mr. Rob, if you if I had a hook, it'd be about around $100." So, but it didn't have to happen. I got lucky. But yeah, it's, we still got a bunch of snow here. It's starting to melt. It was really nice today. Could not ask for a nice day. So, anyways, yeah, I'm going to go see the foot doctor tomorrow for a follow-up. But I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep myself in one piece. So, I think there might be tell you about, on HF, I had a kind of a deep deal the other day. I'll tell you about that in the 73 round. Wait, but I had to go all my good friends on Savara, especially Miss Minnie. Good evening, Miss Minnie. Hope you are well. All right, Mike, you're doing a great job, sir. KD8MMX, KC8SDO. Back to Net Control. Thanks.
All right, well, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Glad to hear everything went okay with the foot issue there at the hospital, so I hope you're doing well with that. Hope the follow-up goes well with the doctors also. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Tom, N8EUI, and standby Dave. Tom, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is N8EUI. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. Gosh, it felt like a little like early spring today. It was nice. My wife and I got up and went out. Still too cold to go walking around the neighborhood yet, and water, standing water, so we went over to Center Quartz and did our walk this morning, but just driving there and getting out and walking into Center Quartz, it felt like spring, so it was nice for a change. But I think it's supposed to cool off later in the week, but that's the way it is. It's only February yet, so let me break real quick. Anyway, see, not a whole lot the past week. Our granddaughter and her parents and the other grandparents went to the Monster Truck event over at Ford Field in Detroit over the weekend. Madison, our granddaughter, she's kind of a tomboy kind of a girl. She's only 8 years old, so she likes those trucks smashing over cars, I guess. But they took some pictures, and she had her ear protection on because we were concerned about that. And she had earmuffs on because it gets pretty loud with those natural methane engines roaring. But they had a good time. We had the dog sit for their dog. They have a part lab, it's a weird breed, part lab, part pit bull. I mean, she's a babe, big baby. She's a good dog. She's very needy. She's very, always wants attention, but she's a good dog. And so we dog sat for her, for them, over the weekend. And then we left yesterday afternoon. They got home about 2 hours after we left their house. So, you know, all we need to do is make sure that the dog has water and food and goes outside a few times in the evening and the daytime just to relieve itself. And that's basically all we had to do. So, but they had a good time at the truck rally, and that was pretty well our weekend. So, not much other than that. So, I'm going to toss it back to net control and listen to everybody else has to say, and so I'll catch us all in the 73 round. This is NAEUI.
All right, very good, Tom. Thanks for joining us tonight. A little bit too chilly to still do the outside walking. Also not sure on how a lot of the sidewalks are, if people have been shoveling or not. So same like you, I do the mall walking. I was at Fashion Square Mall yesterday and did a couple miles out there. So probably not quite yet time to do the outside walking. And with the Monster Truck, I've never been to one of those, but I had my friends in Freeland there that went when their boys were young. And like you said, they can get very loud in there, so definitely need the ear protection. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KDAC repeater. Before I go to Dave, we'll do another quick standby here, see if there's anyone else that would like to join us. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Saginaw Valley Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard, so with that, we'll continue on down our list. Next, we'll go to Dave, WADW, and Standby Bob. Dave, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, KD8MMH, WADW. And talking about spring, we had our, on Saturday up in Midland, we had our golf group, our Wednesday golf group met and had lunch up there. And talked about the upcoming season, so that's going to come along pretty soon. We're looking at about probably 6 weeks yet, so probably middle of April. And probably about the time I've got reservations middle of April for Harrisville for camping, so we hope this weather continues to get better. Worked a little radio this weekend, Saturday, got off to a late start, but I worked some of the North American CUSO Party Ready Contest on Saturday, and then on Sunday I got on and I started to work some North Carolina CUSO Party stuff, and I started to read the rules, and it says, hey, if you got over 25 contacts, you are eligible for certificates. So I had about 30 minutes left. I was sitting at about 22 contacts, most of them CW. I did make two phone contacts for most of them CW, but I jumped on 80 meters and ended up with 35 contacts by the end of the contest. So pretty funny. You're watching on the screen. You're seeing quite a few people on there working the contest on 80 in the evening. 8 o'clock comes, and all of a sudden the band goes quiet. So, anyway, thanks for doing the net tonight. I'll be here for 73 round. KD8MMH, WADW.
All right, very good, Dave. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good job there on the Ready Contest and the state CUSO parties. That's doing pretty good when you can rack that many up in such a short amount of time when the bands open up for you. So, Good to hear. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. Continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and Standby Mini. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike. Everybody else on the net? I went and looked at it. It was only, I think we only got like 46 degrees today. But, hey, it was nice. It was nice. And it was sunny. So, yeah, so I pulled my wife's car out of the garage and says, okay, we're going to do some cleaning here. So I took the floor mats out and scrubbed them down and swept the interior out and cleaned everything around the doors, you know, the door jams and whatnot, cleaned that all up and did a little detailing inside. You know, I do it, sometimes I do it in the barn or in the garage, but it's just, even though I have decent lighting out there with, you know, fluorescent lights and LED lighting, but it's just not enough inside the car, so I pulled it out in the driveway, or inside the garage, so I pulled it outside, and let the sunlight help me out, and I see a lot of little things I missed, because I had started it in the garage, but I'm like, okay, it's beautiful out, I'm going to take it outside. So anyways, that's what I did today. I played some radio, did some POTA chasing, and I'm not going to get a whole lot done next month. It'll be gone a lot, but what else did I do? Not much, I guess. Just clean car out, play some radio. Oh, I cleaned up. There's some things in the barn I had to put away, so I had to put that stuff away. But other than that, that's about it for this round. Back to Mike, or back to you, Mike. Net control, and keep here.
All right, very good, Bob. Thanks for joining us this evening. I know first next spring day, that's when you want to get out and get all the things in the car cleaned up. I know winter does a number on it, definitely, with the floor mats and all the salt and everything on there. I can't wait to get a little bit nicer weather where I can take the floor mats out and do a good thorough cleaning on mine, too. So, all right, appreciate it, Bob. Thanks again for joining us. We'll be back around to you here shortly. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Minnie, KDHPAZ, and Standby Fred. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike. This is KDHPAZ. I'll say good evening to all the guys on the net here tonight. Got a good net going. Not doing too much. Thursday I went in and had my colonoscopy, and everything turned out fine. No cancer, no polyps. Everything was clear, so that was good news for me. I've been sitting here working on my puzzle. I've got probably about a fourth of it yet to do, so anyway, other than that, I've been just staying inside out of the weather. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, well, very good. Many thanks for joining us tonight. Definitely good news to hear with the treatment there. Glad that everything went fine and in good shape there. So definitely some good news. Like to hear that news. thanks again, Many. We'll be back around to you here shortly for the 73 round also. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and Standby Rick. Fred, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Not too much happening here. I kind of had the same thought. A little bit of a teaser day for spring, and I was getting out of my truck today and thought, yeah, those floor mats look a mess, so have to get to that and run it through the car wash again, get some of the salt off of it, so I probably don't do that as much as I should, but anyways, yeah, it's kind of nice to have the little bit of a springtime teaser day, but shouldn't last long. So with that, I'll say back to net. This is KE8QCO.
Hey, very good, Fred. Thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah, it definitely was nice, like you said, to have that little teaser today. I think supposed to be warm for the next couple days, possibly some rain coming in Wednesday. We had quite a bit of wind today also, and then cooled down for a couple days, back into the 20s. But then I think by the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, we're back up in the upper 30s from the weather reports that I've seen. So keep our fingers crossed everything goes well. All right, brings us down to the bottom of our list, down to Rick, KC8VOA, and then we'll do another standby. Rick, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everybody in the net. Yeah, weather looked pretty decent this week. I thought I saw one night dipping down into the 20s for the week, but Friday night's supposed to dip down again, and I thought I heard the possibility of snow Friday night. And then the weekend, Saturday's high, I thought was like 32, 34 degrees. So temperatures were supposed to be dropping for the weekend, last weather forecast I saw. So hopefully it stays warm and sunny, tired of the snow. And with that, I'm going to turn it back. We're in that control. KC8VOA.
Very good, Rick. I appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, it's still February, so when it's February in Michigan, you're still looking at least another month or so of winter weather, and I'm sure we're not done with the snow and the freezing temps yet at all by any means. We've probably got at least a good 6 weeks or so before we can start planning on doing some actual fun spring stuff outside. All right, brings us to the bottom of the list. This is KD8MM8 for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KADAC repeater. Before I start, at the top of our list again, is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday night net? If so, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we'll start back at the top of our list with Rob, KC8SDL, and standby Tom. 73 round, Rob. Good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Very good, my good friend Mike. Doing a great job as always. I'm quite fond of the Ferrara net, especially that $10 Swan. There you go. I was going to tell you, I checked in on the Swan net with a date Saturday. It's on 7242 lower sideband. And Mike, the net controller, his name is Stu from Corning, New York. He said, you're 5'9", excellent audio for a radio was built 1967, so I'm pretty happy about that. And other than that, Sunday I woke up and I noticed the band was kind of squirrely. I guess it was, maybe I'm wrong, but I guess it was a class M or so of silver flare, and they went through and it just left a lot of communication and finding about, about the noon hour, things kind of simmered down, but that takes up for you there. Anyway, thanks a lot for the good wishes about my surgery. I do appreciate that, so that's not too bad. Hopefully I won't have to go in there again for more taking things off, so we want to keep the tissues I got. So, all right, Mike, 7-3, you take care, and we'll catch you down the log. KD8, MMX, KC8SDL, 7-3 is Mike, over.
All right, well, very good, Rob. 7-3 to you also. Appreciate you joining us this evening, and you have a great week ahead. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Tom, NADUI, and standby Dave. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is NADUI. Not much else. I'm just completing the finishing touches on my rearranging my radio operating position here. It's kind of like where I want it now. It's easy to get to the controls. I have my rigs tilted a little bit so they're better eye, so I can see it better. It's got a nice, I put some hockey pucks so they're not under the legs, the front legs of my radio, so it tilts the front end up maybe about, about an inch and a half. So it gives me a little nice angle to see. And that's about it. Like I said, I put some shelves up and did some rearranging, and everything is kind of like where I like it now. So that's about it. That's what I've been doing the last couple weeks on and off when I'm not busy with domestic chores. I've been doing this down in the basement and in my rig here, getting everything all situated. So that's coming I'm about 99% done now, so. Anyway, I'm going to toss it back to Net Control, Mike, and you're doing a great job to do this tonight, and I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, and we'll catch us all next time. Meantime, this is NAEUI, Station 73.
All right, very good, Tom. Thank you for joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. Good job on getting the radio room all resituated. And, that's a good idea, using the hockey pucks to elevate the radios, get a better look at them. So thanks once again, Tom. Appreciate you joining us. You have a great week ahead. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and Standby Bob. Dave, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead. Okay, we'll check back in a minute. We may have stepped away for a second. Continue on down our list. Next, we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and Standby Mini. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening again. Yeah, not much else going on around here. I did see something interesting today, though. It was, while I was in the radio with the shack down here, you know, playing POTA. I had it on, had a TV going, but it was on mute. But they got some company that, none of us have to worry about this, by the way, that transports yachts across the ocean. It's kind of like a ship that sinks, and then they drive these, you know, 100-foot, whatever size yachts, you know, onto it, and they got divers underneath the boats attaching them as they come in, and then the boat rises, and they pick them up in Miami, and during the winter, they want to spend the winter in the Mediterranean, so they ship it across the ocean to the Mediterranean, then unload the yachts, and then when they want to come back, they do the same thing again, come back to Miami, or whatever port they're at. But I thought that was really interesting. And that, you know, a lot of, it makes sense because a lot of those, you wouldn't really want to take them across the ocean. Although I did see something at Cleveland? Yeah, it was Cleveland. We were at a museum in Cleveland, and this guy took that thing. It couldn't have been, I can't remember, I used to know what the measurement of the boat was, but it was a sailboat. It was only, I bet you, it was less, 14 feet long, maybe. He took it across the Atlantic from Connecticut or New Jersey or something I think it was France, maybe. But, and he did it. I don't remember how many months it took him, but he did it alone. And I'm looking at this thing, he goes, ain't no way. I wouldn't even take it across Lake Michigan. But anyways, thanks for doing that, Mike. So Tuesday, everybody have a great week. Back to Net Control, NAKAPR.
All right, very good, Bob. 7-3 to you also. Appreciate you joining us tonight. I think I saw that episode you're talking about. I don't remember if it was Modern Marvels or one of those Science Channel programs where they load the boats up and ship across the ocean for that. But yeah, 14-foot sailboat by yourself across the Atlantic. I don't think I'd be in for that one either. It takes definitely a special kind of person to attempt something like that. Not for me, that's for sure. All right, continuing on down our list. Next, we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and Standby Fred. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, just a usual checkup, and then Wednesday I got breakfast with my family and luncheon with the girls I graduated with, and Thursday nothing planned, Friday breakfast with friends of mine. So other than that, it's been a pretty busy week this week. So anyway, other than that, not much else going on. I'll be working on my puzzle tomorrow afternoon when I get back from the doctor's office. So anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and hope everything goes well at the doctor's office, and
Sounds like your week actually has got more in it, busier than my week this week. Well, the only thing I plan on doing, I've got a bunch of stuff, probably take the Vassar to the auction again, maybe Wednesday or so, trying to work on getting some more stuff cleaned out of the garage and basement here, and haven't used it in years, might as well take it to the auction and get rid of it and see what I can get out of it. So, hope all goes well for you at the doctor, and 7-3, you have a great week ahead. Thanks for joining us. Continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and standby Rick. Fred, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, everyone. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike. And I'll just say 7-3s to everyone, and have a good week. With that, I'll say back to net. This is KE8QCO.
All right, well, very good, Fred. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead. Thanks for joining us tonight. And we will talk to you here next Monday, hopefully, on our net. All right, brings us down to Rick, KC8VOA, at the bottom of our list. And then we'll do one final standby. Rick, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening again. So last week I got some onion seeds started, and they're starting to pop up. And hope with a little luck, I hopefully want to get some pepper seeds started. So peppers tend to take a little bit longer to get going. I was looking for some celery seed, if I could get some celery started. I haven't done celery yet successfully. Celery is a long crop. Actually, probably should have been started back in January. So... But I understand home-growing celery, there's nothing that tastes like it. That's what I've been told. So one of these times, I'm going to give it a try. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. Everyone have a wonderful week. 73 KC VOA.
All right, well, very good, Rick. 73 to you also. Thanks for joining us tonight. You have a great week ahead. And, yeah, you got me thinking about doing some gardening, some planting this spring also. I haven't done... Normally I'll do tomatoes. I've got a nice area in the back that tomatoes always seem to do real good in. Haven't done them the last couple of years, so maybe give it another shot this year and see what we can do with the tomatoes. All right, thanks once again, Rick 7-3. That brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday Night Net before we close it down here? If so, please call Net Control now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, 88MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 7-3-1 and all, and thank you all for joining us tonight.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.